and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday again. Believe it or not. It is Friday again. Isn't that amazing? We just had one, and now we got another one. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, JESSE. Jesse, the biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. The biblical question. When was the last time you had a real conversation with someone, with another human being? When was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you have no excuse. You can't be like, oh, I can't hear the show live because I got to go and do this. I got to go to work. I got to go to the cotton field. I got to go take my children to the public school so they can be destroyed. Or I got to go to work because if you're a woman, you want to feel like a man. You want productive work instead of raising your children, whatever's on your mind. Or if you're the Democratic Party and all of a sudden you want to act like you care about what's happening in Florida and North Carolina, you still can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605. You can podcast the show as well. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So it's Friday. And some of you know that every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday is whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You talk. calm like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
She got it. Look, she got her fentanyl.
Possible illegal drug deals on public sidewalk. Overdoses.
She really was waving a gun.
And arguments with police.
Is everyone going crazy?
The Stewart Hotel, now part of the city's Inside Safe program.
They relieve themselves on the sidewalk because they're too high just to walk the 50 feet to their private bathroom.
Everyone's crazy.
When our people wanted to be liberated and emancipated in this country. You can't free black people because it would be too expensive.
Is everyone insane?
Grandpa. Tell me about the good old days. I was talking to a Mexican lady yesterday and at the gym. And she could not believe that black people would vote for Trump. She just could not understand it. It looked like she looked around 40-something. Me at 40, give or take, somewhere in there, kind of hard to know. But she doesn't understand it. And I said to her, you're one of the dumbest people I've ever met. That doesn't make sense to me. And what I realized, because I asked why she been brainwashed. She like, I have a PhD. I bet you do. And she been brainwashed about black people. And for some reason, she believed that all black people think alike, act alike, vote alike, do everything the same. And black people don't even like one another, each other. And she doesn't understand that. It's mind-blowing. It's amazing how you could be brainwashed. And I know why now. I do understand now. I didn't before, but I do now. But she's been educated to believe that. She's been lied to. But she's also, I guess she see black people, I don't know what it is. Because when you see black people, you can tell they don't like each other. Because if you don't love one, you love none. So if you don't get along with one, you're not going to get along with two. Isn't that amazing? But it was interesting. And yet there are a lot of black people who are supporting the great white hope. They're making their own minds up. Amazing. So before I go to the phone, there's something today called Southern Food Heritage Day. So today, and they've been celebrating all different, every race food except white people food, all week and last week, because I tend to catch it on the local news, though I pay no attention to it. But why would anyone celebrate, set aside a day to celebrate food? Why? What's that about? And I noticed that in America today, you want to celebrate everything but White History Month. July is White History Month, and July will always be White History Month, right? And I noticed that in America, the white man's country, he founded it, and everybody else is here as a result of that. But where did this idea come from that you got to celebrate every race food? And in doing that, you're keeping the people further apart. But they don't have White People Food Day. Anything but white you could celebrate in the United States of America. Nick is telling me that it's immigration propaganda. I believe it. Because it doesn't make sense. So according to DaysOfTheYear.com, founded by the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, located in New Orleans, Louisiana. This day raises a glass in toast of the unique heritage and history of food that come from the southern part of the United States. This is so dumb, I hate reporting on it. It's dumb. It really is dumb. But we got to report on dumb things, too. Here is the southern food, or an example of it. What is that?
I see candied stuff.
I take
see some
the yams.
Fried chicken. I think those are green beans. I see, oh, that's corn. That has to be cornbread, and that has to be, I don't know, like a slice of mac and cheese or something?
Yeah.
With the crusted top?
Mac and cheese.
Okay, you got to explain this one. I think that's, I think that's like a little bit of, what's that, collard greens maybe?
Yeah, and collard greens and some more mac and cheese. Because black people love mac and cheese.
Where are the black people in the office? Help us.
And then over there with that little red stuff on it.
Yeah. Is that cranberry?
Oh, yeah. That's what that is.
That red stuff, like, you know, out of a can. That's awesome. I love that stuff. I think I see the candy yams.
But what is the purpose of, you're right, to keep the immigration propaganda going? There's no other reason to be celebrating food.
When you hear liberals and they say, when you argue about immigration, they'll say, but the food is so great. Oh, but I love Mexicans. I love their food. I love that they're here.
And they be lying. And then they say that food causes, the southern food causes all type of heart attacks and obesity. And that's why they said that's why the blacks are so fat. They eat all this heavy southern food, greasy, heavy southern food. And then the Mexicans are so fat because they eat a lot of tacos and burritos. And yet they celebrated the food that kills you. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. What a mess, Grandpa. Tell me about the good old days. They are now celebrating, set aside days to celebrate food, and they get they're proud of it. They have a museum for food. And then they say, well, you need to be losing weight. You need to exercise. You need to eat this and eat that. Or you end up going to the doctor and not going to pay a doctor bill. But then they celebrate food. The blind leaders of the blind. And the blacks eat all that fatty food. And just the fat, everybody fat. The whole family fat. And they love that food. And I understand I used to like it. I still like it. But I ain't in love with it. Amazing. So, it's interesting, this story I'm about to share with you. I was thinking while driving in my car the other day how selfish homeless people are. Homeless people are some of the most evil, selfish people on this planet. And the people who give to the homeless people are evil, selfish people as well. Because they give to these people, they give money to them on the street. They give them food, they give them this, and they give them that, and it's making them worse. To the point that homeless people have no sense of responsibility, period. And I noticed that I see homeless people going around the L.A. area, and they go through the trash cans, and they dig out things that they want. And they throw the stuff they don't want underground, and they leave it there. They walk away and leave it there. They don't even pick it up, the stuff they don't want, and put back into the trash. And you feel good about giving to the homeless. You should stop immediately giving to the homeless. You should give them one iota of a thing. How will they get better if they don't suffer and wake up and start taking care of themselves? You are wrong for giving the people money on the streets, in the hotels, on the when you're getting off the freeways. You're wrong. And if you notice, you get like an ego when you give them money and you look around and see that someone saw you give them money and they have just taken advantage of you. You have a false sense of pride, and they have a false sense of pride because they just took advantage of you. And you made them worse. You should stop. Let's have a day of not giving a homeless person a dime or anything. Because they're getting worse. And now you have this stupid government talking about giving hotel rooms and creating hotels and buildings for the homeless, and they call them unhoused. Another ego. And they're just hurting the homeless. They're not helping it at all. And they know it. They literally know it. Because they put these homeless people in these apartment buildings and hotel rooms and things, and they destroy them. Oh, but you hold a press conference and talk about how good you are. Well, apparently Anaheim, California, have decided they want to get these people off the street. No more sleeping on the streets. This is from KTLA 5. In its latest effort to combat the homeless crisis, the city of Anaheim City Council voted for their new law, for three new laws that will ban sleeping on the street. Watch this from KTLA.
The sidewalk belongs to everybody, not to an individual that wants to grab that piece of land. It's not yours to grab. You either take services from us or you get out.
We've actually helped people get off the streets and put them into rehabilitation. So these ordinances, although some people may feel that they are heavy-handed, they're really necessary things for us to keep our community safe.
Anaheim already has laws prohibiting camping on public property, but did not specifically bar people from blocking public right-of-ways and businesses. But a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision that says cities can enforce bans on people sleeping in public spaces, even if shelter isn't provided, prompted the city to revisit this issue. And according to the latest count from this year, Anaheim has more than 1,400 people experiencing homelessness. Now, here is more detail on this law. Take a look. It's called Municipal Code 1111. It says including, now these are not the whole totality of the law, but here's are some of the finer points. No obstructing public spaces, no leaving property on sidewalks, no sleeping or lying down on bus benches, park tables, and benches. Police and officers will have discretion whether to issue citations or make arrests for violating this new law.
Amazing. You got dumb government running dumb people. You vote these people in, and all they do is play mama. They make it worse. And yet you vote for them. Wasting our tax dollars. That's all they're doing. For personal ego gratification. Here's some resident who spoke out for and against this quote-unquote new law in Anaheim, California. Watch this from KTLA 5.
But we need help to protect our employees, our guests, the people coming to the resort area. I've heard over and over again tonight that they're not going to stop coming, but you're not in meetings that we're in with people from all over the world, and it is getting out all over the world, and people don't want to come to a place that's not safe.
Can we start looking out for the homeless? Can we go ahead and get more affordable housing? That's what we do. Those of us that are house owners, that's what we should be doing. So when we go to sleep,
Mr. Batiste,
we can sleep better.
All right, here's where that law stands right now in Anaheim. Even though it was unanimously passed, it still has to go through a second round of voting. Remember Newport Beach? They passed a similar law just a couple of weeks ago. We'll wait and see if that gets passed here on that second round of voting. That's up ahead for this law.
Amazing. Black man up there begging, take care of me. Can't take him to a mama's boy. Begging. I remember when we used to go and protest at city council meetings and things like that. And when we would go up to the podium to speak to them, they didn't care at all. You could see they didn't care. They walk around and be talking to each other when they are sitting. And you're up speaking, they're looking at paperwork. They don't care. And then I used to think, how sad is this that we, the people who pay taxes, are going to some no-good people and begging them to do something for you. You're paying them, and then you beg them to do the right thing, and they don't do it. Who's crazy? The taxpayers or the people they hire to work for them that don't work for them? What human beings are in a mess. 888-775-3773. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Let me go to Colorado and talk to Stanley. Stanley, get it off your chest. Hey, Stanley? Let me go to...
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey, Stanley.
All right, my question was, do you need to believe in God in order to know God?
Believing in God is not knowing him. You need to know God and not believe in him, but to know him.
Yeah, but do you have to believe he exists in order to know him, though?
No. Because believing in that he exists is not knowing him. Because you're stuck in the intellect of belief.
Okay. How does that work? I'm not sure how that works.
How does what work?
How can you know something or someone without believing they exist, without seeing they exist first?
Because he dwells in you. He's already with you. And you can see it if you're paying attention. You can see that he's with you.
Okay, then how do you see that he's with you?
By being aware that he's with you. Doubting every imagination and every emotion. If you can stop right now from believing thoughts, believing in an imagination, then you can know God. But if you don't get past believing into thoughts, into imagination, all you will ever do is to know about God. You will believe what you heard intellectually, but you would never know God.
Okay.
If someone had never told you about God, you would know God already.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because as a kid, before you were traumatized by your mother, you already knew God. You had a relationship with him. But when you were traumatized by your mother, you forgot God and went into your hell. You went into the darkness of your imagination. Because you became angry.
Okay. So that goes back to the whole all thoughts are all lies kind of thing?
Yes.
All right. That makes more sense, I think.
So do you want to know God?
I'm not opposed to it.
But you don't want it?
I'm not sure. I'm still new to the whole God thing and not hating him.
You hated him before?
Yeah. It wasn't I hated him. It was the ones who were preaching about him were not kind. So therefore, I came to resent God because he was being taught through a bad teacher.
So you were hating God because of the way human beings were acting?
Yeah, because
they were
preaching.
Go ahead.
Or go ahead. Because they were preaching about God while doing evil things. So in my mind, God was evil.
Really? And how did you come up with that in your mind? Why were you basing God on the behavior of human beings?
I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
That made sense to me at the time. And then that stuck with me for years and years and years until very, very recently when I began to disconnect people from the actions, from the everything. And now I'm more indifferent towards God. I don't really see him in any particular light. But I don't know if I yet want to know him. I am open to it, I should say. I'm not opposed to it anymore. I no longer dislike the man, but I don't know if I'm ready, quote unquote, ready to know him. I'm not sure even what that means.
And the people that you were judging, they were preaching about God, but they were not kind people. Were you basing that on the fact that you were kind? That you were kind? Are you a kind person?
No, I'm not.
Were you a kind person when you were judging those people?
I was not.
And so why were you judging them if you were no different?
Well, I grew up with the mother spirit in me. And so I've been judging people my entire life without even realizing it.
Oh, I see. And who were you closest to growing up, your father or your mother?
My mother, for sure.
Have you forgiven her?
I have.
Did you tell her that?
No.
And why not?
We're not on speaking terms. I reached out, but she didn't want to communicate.
Oh, okay. Fine. Yeah, well, you can't do it if she doesn't want to talk. And have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from her?
I have, and that one I did in person.
And how did that go?
It went well. He realized, or he's always known, I guess, that he was having troubles with my mother because she is a handful and a half. So he took it very well.
Nice. And so why are you asking about God now if you don't want to know him?
I'm curious. Like I said, I might
have opposed to knowing. Curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Maybe I'm coming at it too intellectually, and I just want answers to things that aren't answerable.
What's not answerable?
Maybe the path to knowing God isn't really answerable, like, globally. Maybe it's a person-by-person thing, so you can't tell me how to do it. That makes sense. It's more of a, I need to figure out how I return to God.
Do you want, I don't understand what you're saying. What do you mean globally?
I mean, I'm like advice to know God isn't just for every person. It's your journey is different than mine, different than Hake, different than Joe Wells. We all have our own path to take to return to God. And there's no just.
No, there's only one path.
Size fits all.
There's only one path to God. Only one.
Oh, well, what's that then?
Hold on a minute. I'm glad you asked. Are you asking because you want to know? Hold on. Back in a moment, folks. Back in a moment.
Oh.
I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you could go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Busy day today. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. Pacific time. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, and James Hake is on fire. He's on fire. And then at 12 noon, No Joy on Friday, Isn't that weird? He has a Friday name, but he ain't around on Friday. What y'all? Maybe they should call him Joy on Thursday. You black. But No Joy on Friday. It's just Monday through Thursday. But at 12 noon, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I talked to Sean Foyt. He's a Christian missionary, musician, and activist. Watch this.
Next time on the Fallen State.
How would one know if he or she is in a fallen state?
If you were born totally disconnected from why you were created, who you are, why you're here.
Does your wife obey you?
You are the one that sets the tone for your home.
Absolutely.
You're the climate controller.
Do you love white people?
Yes, of course I love white people.
What's wrong with the blacks?
I don't know if that's a question we should end on. That's a long, long conversation.
The FallenState.tv. You can donate there as well to the Fallen State. Help to support it. At 12 noon Pacific time, go to thefallenstate.tv/donate or locals.com. All right? And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby. At 4 p.m., energy galore. Energy to throw away. Energy given to him by God. Amazing. At 4 p.m., all right? And today I need to raise $100,000 today. We're doing some major work at Barn, some changes, and we need to. So I need y'all to go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. We got bills to pay. We got to complete the studio. We need $100,000 today, all right? So rush over there and make the donation. It's tax deductible. $100,000 ain't nothing. You give that to the homeless, and all you get is a thrill. At least you get a help here. So go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND and donate $100,000. Everybody just get in there and donate, and we'll have it, and I'll let you know. All right, thank you. I want to go quickly back to Stanley out of Colorado. Stanley.
Hey.
I forgot what we were talking about, where we were.
You were going to tell me, I believe, how we get to God.
Oh.
The one path we take.
But you're not sure yet if you want to know him, so it won't work for you.
Can I know it till for when I am ready? I can just do it right away.
No, because you're not going to know him until you're ready to know him. You can't put, oh, I want to know God, but I'm going to put it on hold for now. And when I'm ready, I come back and get it.
I see.
But when you're ready, then you can call me and I'll tell you.
Okay. Then I have one more question before we go, if I may.
Yes.
So a while back, during one of the churches, you put homework in place.
Yes.
For everyone to drop their morals.
Right.
How do you do that? And what does that mean?
You drop your moral by dropping your imagination about morality. Because all human beings are living in an illusion that they are moral people and they're not. And it's because it's coming from the intellectual teaching from the parents, the teachers, the churches. And that's why the morality is not working, because it is, they are just ideas about morality, and they are not real, so they don't work. Ideas don't work. Ideas about morality, ideas about God, ideas about anything except physical things does not work. So if you drop your idea that you are a moral person, then you should know what morality is. But if you notice, no one is moral. Everyone who think that they're moral are evil people. They're angry. They're jealous. They're destructive. They're revengeful. They gossip. They hate the children. They hate the husband. They hate the wife. They hate the family members. They have no love. But in their mind, they know God. They think that they are moral, and they think that their morality works, and it doesn't. They can't even see that it doesn't work. They have no peace.
Okay. So basically,
so when you drop the idea that you're a moral person, then you shall become moral.
Okay. So is it basically don't judge others or yourself?
If you were a moral person, it would be impossible to judge. You wouldn't be able to judge if you wanted to. If you were truly a moral person.
Okay. Okay, yeah. All right. That one makes sense.
Amazing.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Stanley. You too. Have a good one. 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Rob, a first-time caller out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Rob, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Well, hello, Jesse.
Hey, Rob.
I was sitting out here. In the woods, and I was sitting here. I was doing a silent prayer. I was meditating, and I feel like God put something on my heart, and he said, you know, there's no better place to share it than with the Jesse Lee Peterson radio show.
Amazing.
And this is what he shared with me, because I've been listening to you for a while, and, I don't agree with everything you say, but I'm a fan of most things you say. And this is
you know, a few hundred years ago, or when it, however long it is, the time frame.
Hey, come back to your phone.
Sorry.
Okay.
So, a while back, however many years it may have been, black people believed the lie that was told to them.
Come back to your phone.
It might just be my phone. I might have to call you back another time. Like I said, I'm in the woods.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Okay. All right. Whatever amount of time it was way back when, black people believed the lie told to them by the group claiming to speak for all black people. You know them. It's not all black people when we talk about them.
Yeah, the Civil Rights Movement, they believed that lie. And the Civil Rights Movement was their enemy, and they didn't know it.
Yes. All right, so they believed a lie a long time ago. The lie was this.
Come back. Stay close to your phone.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, but stay close to your phone. Don't move.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so a while back, they believed a lie that made them act a fool. And that lie was this. If you will act crazy and you will become disobedient and rebellious, you'll get 40 acres and a mule. Well, newsflash, and the joke's on them because they ain't got no mule and they ain't got no land, and now they're believing even more lies.
Yep. Absolutely.
And that's all I wanted to share with you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Rob. You're absolutely right. The blacks believed the Civil Rights Movement. Unless it may have started before that, but I don't know anything about that. But prior to the Civil Rights Movement, which was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, the Civil Rights Movement, other than abortion, they dropped their thinking for themselves. They dropped individual thinking, by land, being free and doing their own thing. They turned away from God and they turned toward Martin Luther King and the so-called Civil Rights Movement, and it's just been downhill for the blacks. Not all, but most. Ever since then, they have never returned. And they have only gotten worse. They're like the homeless people. They're relying on someone else to think and do and tell them how to feel and give to them and DEI and all that kind of mess. Amazing. Let me go to Peter out of Delaware. Let's see. It's getting off your chest, Friday. Peter, welcome to the show. You're on the air. No, Peter, huh?
Good morning.
Let me go
Good morning,
to...
Jesse. Good morning.
Oh, hey, hello. Peter.
Yes. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
So I have not the biblical question, but I have a biblical question.
Okay.
So I'm reading 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Uh-huh.
And it made me think about the story of Moses going to the mountain and the people not willing to wait for him. And so my question is... How do those two relate? So in Corinthians it says to trust no man and allow God to reveal to you, which I hear you say often. And in the story of Moses, the people were unwilling to wait for Moses to come down from the mountain, and instead they listened to their thoughts and their emotions and created the golden calf and worshiped the calf and such. Should we still trust men that tell us that they know the truth?
Nope.
Because if he's saying he knows the truth, that means he doesn't, right?
You shouldn't trust him.
Yeah.
And the way you wait upon God, as those people should have done but didn't do, and it still happens today to all human beings, until they know what's going on. You wait upon God by not trusting a thought, your imagination. And if you notice that all human beings, they live in their imagination, and those thoughts give them one, and tell them, well, if you do this, you'll be fine. If you be rich, you'll be fine. Or if you get married and have children, you'll feel better. Or if you go on vacation, you'll feel better. And then you do that. And then you go on vacation or you get married and things only get worse. And then the thoughts tell you, well, if you divorce, you'll feel better. And get yourself a new wife or a new husband, you'll feel better. And then the people do that. And then that doesn't work. And then the people, and Satan said, well, if you read the Bible, you'll know God. You'll feel better. You go read the Bible, and that doesn't work. And Satan said, well, if you read the Bible more, then you do that. And nothing, they're not waiting for God to come and save them. They're consulting with evil through every imagination, every thought. If they wait on God, they would not trust any thoughts at all, and then God would save them from the desert and bring them into the promised land. The kingdom of heaven is within. You got to stop trusting thoughts, and most people are afraid not to trust the thoughts. They literally are afraid not to do it. They have fear. If you tell them, don't trust the thought, because who will I be? What will I do? What am I if I don't trust my thoughts? They think that they are their imagination.
You know, I have moments where I'm like, I get the urge to call.
Yes.
And I don't, because I see that my thoughts are telling me that I'm afraid and I should call, or I'm thinking too much about something, so I should call.
If you so were... Like,
I'm sorry.
No, finish your point. Go ahead.
When I first called, I was living in my grandmother's house, and since I just been watching what she say, but not holding on to it, living life, got a job, kind of changed the third direction of my life. Now I'm in my own place. I went and forgave my mom and dad a while ago.
Nice.
And I'm 30 now, so I'm just now kind of getting to see it through listening to your show, but also watching.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm seeing, like, it's the people that, you know, you surround yourself with, you start to see less and less people around. And it's not lonely, but it's good. It's nice to get to see and be at peace with what you see, if that makes any sense.
It makes 100% sense. You're absolutely right.
Why is it that once we start to wake up and see, why is it that, I guess it's the thoughts, the devil, that why is it that you get the motivation to tell other people the truth or help them? Like, I'm not looking for friends, but as people come in my life or they come around or, you know, I invite them over, come over, you know, let's just, you know, do something, like sit around, you know, talk, make food, whatever, and they tell me their problems, there's something in me. I watch it. I don't act on it, but I can sense it of me wanting to tell them, oh, you probably need to go and forgive your parents, or, you know, you probably need to think about this differently. Why and should you wait, and if the right words come, tell them? Or just leave it and just continue to watch?
Here's what I highly suggest. When the thoughts tell you to tell them, don't do it. Because that's all ego. You want to show how smart you are, what you know, and you want to feel good about helping somebody else in your own imagination, right? And so you're listening to the thoughts, and they're telling you to tell someone. But if you didn't listen to the thoughts, and somebody was truly seeking help, the words would come without your effort, and they will not come from the imagination. And you'll be able to help that person because they want the help. They ask for the help without even asking in some cases, but God will control your tongue, and you will speak on his behalf. But if the thoughts come to say, oh, tell them to forgive their mama, tell them they need to go forgive their daddy, or show how smart you are. It's all ego. It has nothing to do with God at all. It's all about worshiping evil, pretending that you're smart.
Mm.
And you get a thrill from it.
Yeah.
That's what the Christians do when they go out on the street and preach the gospel to the world. All they're getting is a thrill. They get a thrill out there preaching the gospel and going around the world telling it about Jesus. It's all a thrill. It has no effect at all.
Big Not thrill. Really. Even last night, I was on a bus, and this woman, some old man came on the bus. He can't walk. He got a walker. And, you know, he can't find nowhere to sit. He keeps repeating words out loud. He's crazy. I think he's going mad. He's on the bus. And then this lady is yelling at everybody that's sitting in the front of the bus because it's priority seating. So I'm just watching the thoughts. I'm in my phone writing an article. I'm just like writing. I'm just watching my phone, and these people are yelling at me and everybody in the front of the bus. But I didn't move. I just watched the thought, let them say what they had to say, you know. And then they say, "Thank God, praise God." So you're okay, you know, they get a thrill from helping people.
It's just a thrill.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You know, and I ended up helping the old man off of the bus later, but she doesn't know that. But it's a whole thing. It's interesting to see. I have one more question, then Ali. I know you have a lot of calls. The last question is, if you truly begin to wake up and you begin to see and you're in it, you're not trusting thoughts, shouldn't it be fine for you to be around people that you know are evil or know that haven't forgiven? You can see it. At this point, I can see it and I know it.
Right.
Sometimes without even looking for it, I have a sense that this person is
right
completely in hell. But it doesn't affect me to the point where I'm uncomfortable. You know, I can be around, but I'm not around for just to be around. And I want to know, I guess, ask for your wisdom on this. As long as you're not doing anything bad, should it be fine to be around these kind of people?
You have no other choice on earth but to be around evil people because you got to go to work. You got to go to the marketplace. You got to go out. You don't have to, but go out to lunch or dinner or cafe. And all you need to do is be aware of the present around you, and you will be protected from the evil ones. Even if they try to hurt you, they won't be able to touch you. But you got to be around people. Even Christ went around everybody, the worst of the worst. But because he was conscious, meaning in the present with God, they were not able to hurt him. And so, you got to be. It's just that you shouldn't associate with evil people for too long because they will corrupt you.
Mm.
But you got to be around people. You got to function on the earth. And if and I promise you, Peter, that if you practice staying present, that's all you have to do. If you just stay present rather than being lost in illusion of your imagination, thinking about the past or the future and all that crap, you will have perfect peace on earth, and you will be able to deal with the earth, with the world in ways that people won't even understand.
Absolutely. Jesse, thank you. You got to
practice staying present. That's all you need to do, and then go about your practical day while being present.
Right on.
Amazing.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a great day.
All right. Stay with it, man. Stay with it. I'll be back in a moment. The Hate Report coming up. The hate news, not the fake news. And I think he has on his flat earth shirt. Is that the flat earth? Back in a moment.
That are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-4444.
2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show already. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, October 11th, AD 2024. JLP will be right back to your calls, guys. The lines are full. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports that Kamala Harris campaign has accepted an invitation to participate in a Commie Nonsense Network CNN town hall October 23rd. Unclear, uncertain whether the Trump team will shrug off that invite, considering our greatest president has already repeatedly dismissed calls for another debate so soon before the election. And Milton, especially when people have been early voting, you know. Milton aftermath. Florida is scrambling to pick up the pieces after Hurricane Milton, which has killed at least 16 people since Wednesday. The storm made landfall as a dangerous Category 3 hurricane and cut through the state as a Category 1 storm before moving offshore. Nearly 1,000 people have been rescued so far, per Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Based Rhonda, sanctimonious, with thousands of personnel deployed across the state. More than 2.5 million customers were still without power early today, down from 3.2 million on Thursday afternoon, according to poweroutage.us. The storm represents more than 1 in 1,000 year rainfall event in some areas, such as St. Petersburg, Florida. Several other hard-hit regions conducting rescue and relief operations, as well as assessing the damage. And a Nobel Peace Prize. The 2024 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Nihon Hidankyo, a grassroots Japanese organization of atomic bomb survivors, for their efforts to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons. I'm shaking my head. The Norwegian Nobel Committee praised that group today, quote, for demonstrating through the witness testimony that nuclear weapons must never be used again. And the organization, it was formed by survivors, you know, victims of the atomic bombs that dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki way back in 1945. The prize is the 105th to be awarded since 1901. How far they have fallen. Were they ever good, the Nobel Peace Prize type people? Nihon Hidankyo, the 141st laureate, will receive a cash award of about $1 million. I laugh because $1 million isn't worth a dime nowadays. Anyway, the campaign trail, with less than a month until Election Day, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, and the so-called vice president, cackling Kamala Harris, they're racing to make their final pitches to voters on the campaign trail. Our greatest president, Trump, visited the battleground state of Michigan Thursday, where he spoke at the Detroit Economic Club and compared the city to a developing nation, third world Detroit. Yep, terrible. Harris, that's Kamala, right? She outlined her plans for immigration reform, which is a communist buzzword for amnesty and subversion of the country even further. At a Univision town hall, Univision, in Nevada, as she tried to appeal to Latino voters and failed, probably, right? The worst president in the history of America, Barack Hussein Obama, he also headlined a rally for cackling Kamala in the key state of Pennsylvania, PA. Hopefully they don't get suckered for that, where he furiously expressed concerns about Trump's potential return to the White House to turn it white on the inside again instead of black on the inside. Whether this election is making you feel excited or scared, hopeful or frustrated, or anything in between, they do not just sit back and hope for the best. Get off your couch and vote. That's a lame-o Obama said, according to this report. Dumb. By the way, the Northern Lights prove that space is real, dazzling during the solar storm. Check it out if you're in Alabama or NorCal. I'm James Hake.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-775-3773. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse, my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. When was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being? When was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being? Amazing, huh? You can podcast all the shows. I know we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. If you're white and if you're black, everybody and they mama heard around the world by everybody and they mama. If you're black, if you're white, everybody and their mama. And so some of you can't just sit and listen to the show because you got to be moved about working or whatever. But you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we got to get to your super chats here in a minute, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's Friday. It's the second hour of the show on Friday already. And every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
She got it. Look, she got her fentanyl.
Possible illegal drug deals on public sidewalk. Overdoses.
She really was waving a gun. Okay.
And arguments with police.
Is everyone going crazy?
The Stewart Hotel, now part of the city's Inside Safe program.
They relieve themselves on the sidewalk because they're too high just to walk the 50 feet to their private bathroom.
Everyone's crazy.
When our people wanted to be liberated and emancipated in this country.
There you go.
You can't free black people because it would be too expensive.
Is everyone insane?
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I want to show you something really quick. That is, there's like a number 10 list of the most dumbest thing that human beings do. This is one of them. This is one of them. Really, I want you to pay attention if you want, but this is one of the most dumbest things I've ever heard and seen human beings do. And I've heard some pretty dumb stuff. I mean, I've heard stuff that I'm like, what the? But I understand. There's this gym club called the LA Fitness, right? And it's being reported that the LA Fitness is getting sued by the Justice Department over alleged discrimination. Talking about taking discrimination too far. This is a perfect example. This is so insane. I don't know what to say. You know these people in their imagination. Come out of your imagination. It was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Soon we'll be married and have a family. Oh, yeah. Just imagination. This is from NBC LA. The Justice Department said it's seeking money damages for people harmed by LA fitness discrimination. Watch this first soundbite from NBC LA.
LA Fitness has more than 700 gyms across the country, more than 100 in California alone. Now the gym's parent company, Irvine-based Fitness International, is facing a federal lawsuit alleging it discriminates against people with disabilities.
We saw people who couldn't access the pool, people couldn't access the jacuzzi, people couldn't access shower facilities. One individual who wasn't even able to access the entrance.
U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada says dozens of people have come forward to the Department of Justice with similar complaints.
For us, enforcing civil rights is critical, especially civil rights involving individuals with accessibility issues. Accessibility is one of the civil rights that doesn't get enough attention.
Wow. You see how the dark world of the imagination can... it causes you to function in the wrong way. Civil rights. No such thing as civil rights. If that club doesn't want to do some stupid stuff to let some handicapped person get into the gym, they have a right to do that. It's a private club. And no Department of Justice or stupid people have the right to go and complain, and now you're getting sued because you decided you want to design your club in the way you wanted to. And you don't like it, you can't go to the shower, then go home and shower, or don't go to the gym and whatever. You can't sue that. Why don't you just go somewhere else? That's not civil rights. That reminds me of when the blacks started listening to the wicked NAACP and the so-called civil rights leaders, and they were going and protesting because the civil rights leaders told them to. And they were like, white people won't let you in their cafe. Go in there anyway and sit at the counter and demand a cup of coffee. And the older generation was like, what the? White people have the right in their own restaurant to say, we're not going to serve you. They get up every morning. They built that. And they don't want your business. They have a right not to. It's the same thing with the club. There's no such thing as civil rights. Talk about taking the joke too far. That's ridiculous. But they're suing for it. And because they made up the words, civil rights. They are getting away with it. And some of those people probably, I don't know, but just suing for the money. They're late. They ain't doing no real workouts. Isn't that amazing? These so-called handicapped people. It's not the club thought that you were handicapped? Go be in your own club. My grandparents used to always tell me, and it still sticks right now, somebody don't want you at their house, go home. Don't get mad at them. They have a right not to want you. If they don't want you, they're fine. They have a right not to. They don't want you at their party, their church, or whatever. Oh, okay. And don't be mad at them for that. That's ridiculous. Here's just a little bit more on this lawsuit from NBC LA.
The complaint filed today in Central District Court says LA Fitness fails to maintain pool and spa lifts at many of its locations, detailing the experiences of four members listed as patrons A through D. One man, patron B, who has cerebral palsy and is quadriplegic, says he was forced to crawl out of the pool using the stairs, which caused him pain and abrasions. Another member alleges even when the pool lifts appeared to be working, she experienced being stuck and dangling over the water. The lawsuit claims members often complained about inaccessible bathroom showers and facilities and broken elevators that were never fixed.
They didn't just sit on their hands and do nothing. They came forward and spoke with employees and spoke with management to try to fix these issues so that we wouldn't have to end up in litigation. But that didn't fix the problem. So as a last resort, they came to us, they came to the Department of Justice, and now we are taking action.
The Department of Justice also says members with disabilities were charged extra fees to have a personal assistant, friend, or nurse help them use LA Fitness facilities.
This is so evil, I don't even know what to tell you. Okay, you can't get out of the pool. Then you just say, oh, I can't get in out of the pool. I ain't getting in this pool no more. I'm going to go to another location where the pool works. You don't go sue the people because their pool are not working. Idiot, go make your own pool. And, of course, the lawyers are going to sue because they want the money. That doesn't make sense to me. If LA Fitness, when they decided that they were to design a gym, I'm pretty sure, I don't have total proof, they weren't sitting around thinking, oh, well, what are we going to do about the handicap? Can the handicap get in and out of the pool? Those people that are complaining about the pool are crybabies. Go make your own pool. Or stay away. They don't make you go to those gyms. Remember the good old days when it was that way? If you didn't like a location, you didn't like how something worked, you just move on. Okay, this is no good. I'm going to somewhere else and put my money there. They should create space for bald-headed people so they don't be embarrassed when they have to put hats on to work out because everybody looking at them, and so they have to put hats on. So they need to have a space for bald-headed people. Wouldn't that be considered a handicap when you're bald-headed? A bald-headed gym. Because now you don't have to work out in a cap, a hat, and sweating through it. Lord, these things are out of control because of this thing here, the ego. The ego. Evil. Your imagination is evil. The nature is evil. And you have agreed with an evil nature, you are evil. I was talking to a guy out of a different country, counseled with him yesterday. And he was like, Jesse, I can't believe how evil I am. He was like, I've been watching myself. I had no idea. Do you know how evil you really are? and you think it's coming from someone else and it's coming out of you? Have you ever thought about that? So my PR guy is happy that I'm going to create a space at a gym for bald-headed people. It's on me, bald-headed. Oh, yeah, huh? Huh? You don't know?
I don't know. Is it on purpose or not? I'm not sure. But either way, it would be bald, right? So
it's bald whether it's purpose or not. Bald is bald is bald is bald. Yes, he bald. Dare say he is bald. My PR guy. Nick, real fast, what do you think about these people who can sue the gym because the gym is not doing it their way?
You can tell. You can see in that lawyer that he's looking for, he doesn't care about civil rights.
I know certain things are civil rights.
This is a total payday.
It's all about the money. Money, money, money.
You know what, though?
Money. What?
If I may add, to express just how bad, I guess, people in this country, their mentality have gone. One part of me. There's a part of me far away. I'm pushing it deep away. I swear, Jesse, I'm pushing it away. That's like, oh, but you gotta help out the
what?
You gotta make sure the elevator's working for the disabled people.
Why? As soon as
I'm telling you, I'm pushing it away. So don't worry about it.
But why do you feel that way, though? Or think that way?
I can't say I really do, but the thought crossed my mind, and I could see how my generation wouldn't even question that, would maybe get that thought and be like, yeah, you have to help them out.
Why?
Beta. Like, I don't really feel like that. I'm just telling you how the generation might feel.
But you're getting that out of your thought, you said.
Sure.
But you think that, okay, this company should have an elevator for the handicap.
Wait, what was your question?
You think that the gym should be forced to have an elevator for the handicap. They're suing them if they don't have it.
Right. No, not forced. See, I'm trying to express how my generation might not even think that deeply about it. They wouldn't think about, oh, you shouldn't force someone to do it. They just think, oh, I feel bad for the handicapped person.
The blacks feel like the whites need to be forced to cater to them, to give them whatever they want, let them destroy their communities, their businesses, and everything. It's slavery. You saw that stupid mayor from, that was an amazing video, by the way, Nick. That stupid mayor from Chicago talking about slavery and all that.
It's crazy, and they're calling it civil rights. You know it's a lie.
Well, yeah. What a mess. Anyway, let me go to Ron out of Texas. Ron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Uncle Jesse.
Hey, Ron.
How's it going?
All is well.
Hey, you wanted me to call back.
You called yesterday, but I couldn't get to you. You had a Bible thumper question or something.
Okay, let me get it off my chest. It'll be real quick.
All right.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
What do you think about Greg Abbott making more border wall than Trump made?
I don't know what you mean.
The border wall, uh-huh. Greg Abbott has built border wall on the border.
So he's building a border wall around the country?
Well, Texas.
Oh, he's just doing it. Texas. He's just doing it around Texas?
Yeah.
And so how can you compare one man building a wall around one state, whereas the other man is building a wall around the country? You can't compare the two.
Well, I'm not saying I'm comparing the two. I'm just giving you a fact that he actually built more border wall than Donald Trump.
That's impossible because Texas is just one state. The country the country is a big country, so there's no comparison.
Okay, I don't think you understand, but it's okay, Uncle.
I don't understand what.
you don't understand. I guess you're not looking at how big Texas is.
It ain't bigger than the country.
Donald Trump has not put border walls through the whole country.
It's not bigger than the country.
Donald Trump has not put border
walls. Right.
And no.
Right. How are you comparing a state to that of the country? That's no comparison.
Because Greg Abbott has built more border wall per miles than the Great White Hope.
Do you understand what this man trying to...
People understand.
You understand why this man comparing a state to what Donald Trump was doing, building a wall around the country?
You're one of the white guys on the phone.
Hold on. Go ahead, Nick.
No, people can walk around Texas. It doesn't stop the illegal immigration thing. It has to really be a full proposal like Trump put forward. And I personally like that Abbott's attempting this, but I don't quite understand why it's going to... He says it's going to take him 30 years, $20 billion. The original wall proposal was like $18 billion, between 18 and 30, and it was for a couple of years. It's going to take Abbott 30 years and just to protect just Texas. It's just too late. It always feels like that with Abbott, like...
But I don't even know.
He's just trying, but
poor Abbott.
Way behind, man.
Poor Abbott. Don't blame him.
I
don't even know how somebody wake up in the morning and think, you know what? I can compare one man building a wall around a state to that of a one man build a wall around the country. And I think the one that built around the state is better than the one built trying to build around the country. That doesn't even make sense, Ron.
Okay. Can I do some Bible thumping?
Yes.
All right. Isaiah 43 and 11. I am the Lord. And besides me, there is no Savior. Do you believe God when he says there's no Savior other than him? Uncle Jesse?
Repeat what you just said.
I was
reading something about Trump. I'm being told that Trump built 458 total miles of primary and secondary border barriers, according to somebody. And what? Political fact. And you're trying to compare that to a little wall around a state. What the?
No. How many miles did Greg Abbott do, according to your facts, sir?
You can't even compare. There's no comparison.
I don't know where the disconnect is coming at, Jesse. People understand.
I understand. But what's your Bible thumping question?
Okay, Isaiah 43 and 11. I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. Do you believe God when he says there's no Savior other than him?
As of July, Abbott only built 34 miles of a wall. That's according to the Texas Tribune, where Trump built 458.
What was the numbers for July?
34.
Okay.
That's according to the Texas Tribune. Abbott built 34 miles of a wall. And you don't try to compare that to Trump? What the?
That's MSNBC facts, Jesse.
Oh, God.
But anyway, do you believe God when he said he's the only Savior?
Are you calling?
And,
who wrote that?
That's Isaiah. Isaiah.
So are you calling Isaiah God?
No, Isaiah is the prophet of God, and Isaiah said
and
God.
So your question is, do I believe that there's no other God but God?
No, that's not the question.
What's the question?
The question is, do you believe God when he says there's no Savior other than him?
I know there is no Savior other than God.
Why are you Christians say Jesus is your personal savior and all that. Your savior. Why do y'all say Jesus is your savior?
I don't say that. You never heard me say that.
That's the Christian motto.
You never
Jesus
heard me say
is
that.
That is
as bad or worse.
Well,
maybe not worse.
That's okay.
But that is as bad as the blacks believe that they're the real Jews.
Right. So we got one thing we agree on, Uncle Jesse, right?
What do you think
there's
about?
What
do you think about?
Hey.
What do you think about blacks believe that they're the real Jew? Can you get into dumber than that? The black Israelites, and others think that they're the real Jew. Can you get into dumber than that?
No, that's very smart considering that's really smart.
How?
Knowing.
So
that,
what's the difference in the Christian?
You know, let me answer.
What's the difference in the Christians believing that Jesus is their savior, and the black people, those black so-called Israelites, believing that they're the real Jew?
When you believe that you are the real children of God, you would not believe Jesus is your savior.
That's not the question.
That's the answer to it.
All right. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it. 888-775-3773. Hold on here. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glow. I believe. Jason.
Hello?
Jason, out of Buffalo, New York. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hello?
Hello, hold up. Let me take off my boots.
What the? He took off his bloomers? What?
Bluetooth.
Super chat. I don't know what happened to Jason.
Over on X Live yesterday.
Hey, X. Good morning. Follow, like, subscribe over there on X.
Calling you out. Said, God does have / deal with feelings. Psalm 78, 40 and 41. He felt hurt. Proverbs 27:11. Make my heart rejoice. So he, too, has / deals with feelings.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nice. Thank you, sir. Meredith asks, if evil can show up in your life to hurt you, why can't God show up and protect you?
He can. You won't let him. Because you keep accepting evil and allowing it to hurt you. You won't let God save you from the evil. What the? Thank you, though.
Tony bought a coffee. Black, brown.
I don't know what happened to Jason, by the way. He dropped. He like, let me take off something. We need to take off. And he dropped. Go ahead.
Take off my Bluetooth.
Oh.
Tony bought a coffee. Black, brown, and red, and yellow people want white people out. Not all. Marxists are thieves. They are imitators, not creators.
Thank you. Amazing.
Sotirios bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. You are one heck of an eye and heart-opening machine. I truly am amazed. Love y'all. Have a blessed day. Heart hands.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Stay with it.
Thank you, Sotirios.
Yeah.
Zach bought a coffee. Good morning, guys. I have a very important question. What makes Satan evil if he's trying to give us wisdom and knowledge and God is trying to keep us blind and ignorant and also under his control? I feel like Satan is the good guy, while God is an egotistical, narcissistic tyrant who wants us to be blind and spiritually naked like Adam and Eve. Satan saved the two from ignorance and constant controlling abuse from God. In my opinion, Satan will do the same for regular people.
Okay, well, stay with that. Stay with that belief and see how far it gets you. I wish you well. Thank you.
A generous 15 coffees from Ralph.
Thank you.
Jesse and crew, hope you all have a great week, and thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, Femi from the UK. Such a good caller that you should get him to do a 3-minute Paul Harvey like monologue once a week about the UK affairs for Punchy TV.
Amazing. Thank you.
Romarian.
Let me take a quick break.
Okay.
I'll be right back, folks. 888-77 Jesse. Quick break. Back in a moment.
If you get blue,
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autograph copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Yeah, Mr. President, take this home.
The wall going up. The wall. The wall going up.
It's long overdue.
The wall going up.
30-foot wall.
The wall going up. The wall going up.
At the border, I'm stunned. Speaking of the wall going up. Amazing. So, quick announcements. Listen up. Before the day is up, I need to raise $100,000. So, I'm asking you, and if you notice, I don't ask for money that often because I really don't like asking. Because it looked like if you're getting help, you should give back to the people, places, and things that's helping you. It's like common sense. But I know you got to remind people. Remind people. So I need you today to, whatever you can give, and some people out there can give a whole 100,000, so give that. But whatever you can give, I need you to do it today. We need some help around here. So go to rebuildingtheman.com. We got a lot of work to finish up and bills to pay and payroll and all that, all right? Payroll and all that. So go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com. Or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, and make a donation. You can do it there or go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. All right? And or you can mail it in, P.O. Box 350, make it out to Bond, B-O-N-D, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And remember to donate. It's a nonprofit, 501C3. And so it's tax deductible, and we've been doing this for 34 years. And come February, the Lord is willing and decreed over our 35 years. So, rebuilding a family by rebuilding a man. So, thank you for your help. Help us raise $100,000 today. All right? Thank you. Also, for a personal shout-outs, go to Cameo. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversaries, encouragement. Whatever the shout-out is. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right? So I shouldn't have to ask you to donate. Look like you should know it. But I understand you forget. You get the feeling good. You don't have any more pain. You're like, oh, I forgot to donate. So make donations. All right? Let's just finish those super chats, James. Super chats.
Also,
super.
Ramarion.
Super.
Super chats.
Ramarion bought a coffee. How does it feel to have been through 70 years of this lifetime? I just turned 20 and feel like so much has happened. I can just die peacefully.
Nice. So they just turned 20?
Yeah.
They just turned 20?
Romarian.
And Roman is ready to die peacefully?
He can. Oh. Not ready to.
Nice. Amazing. It feels amazing.
Elias.
Nice. Stay with it.
Elias bought our coffee. Anaheim should make a law to gather up the homeless and transfer them to the Jesse Lee Peterson plantation.
Who's that?
Anaheim. The city of Anaheim. Gather the homeless and make them work on Jesse's plantation.
I'm encouraging y'all to stop giving one dime to the homeless people. Don't give them one dime. You're hurting them. You're keeping them down. You really are. And you're making them mean and nasty and selfish and criminals. So don't give the homeless people one dime. Just walk by them. Ignore them. When you're walking down the road, they're, oh, I got money. Just ignore them. All right, don't even look at them. Because they try to make you look at them. That way you feel guilty and you got to give them something. Have you noticed the homeless people try to make you look at them? Because they know how to manipulate you to make you feel guilty. Send that money to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com/donate. We'll do more with it than what they're going to do. What's up? Thank you.
Prom bought 15 coffees. I've noticed that dropping thoughts breaks the cycle of pain.
Yep.
I once would think myself into a situation and then would try to think myself out and end up in the same situation. Now that I practice staying myself, I can catch the thoughts and live free. Thank you for everything you do.
You're welcome. Thank you. And support us financially. Send a donation to Barn, a real one. Whatever you can give.
Soul Conscious,
at rebuildingtheman.com. Ain't too proud to be, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Don't you go.
3 coffees from Soul Conscious. Jesse, biblical question.
When was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being?
No. I couldn't handle real conversation, too, in that fallen state.
That's not a, it wasn't a question. It wasn't a no. It wasn't a yes, have no. You had. It was like, when was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being? And they say?
No.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Zenya over on Rumble. Thank you, JLP and crew, for everything you guys do. Strong arm, Christian cross, and American flag emojis.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sion bought a coffee. Jesse, don't white women be all over you? You know they like black look you got going on and that chest hair. P.S. It's Sion, not someone.
The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. And once you go black, you can't go back.
34 coffees from Zorak. Very generous. And he says, put this towards the 100,000.
Thank you. Nice. See, now we're on our way. So by the end of the day, we need to have $100,000.
Sweet.
All right. So, and Joel, Hake going to remind you on his show, and Nick going to remind you to donate to Bond today. $100,000.
Nice.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe. Oh, Leo bought 3 coffees. Jesse, here's all my weekend pot money. Just ask that you do your impression of Hake saying, hey, guys, on his show.
Hey, guys! I'm like, what the?
And thank you, guys. Thank you. Now, that is all for now.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have on your, is that an Earth Flat Earth shirt?
It's a Flat Earth shirt. One of my listeners.
So you got that from the same place you got this?
Yes, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Interesting shirt.
Hake, despite being a committed baltard, is an honorary Flat Earth Society member and has some Flat Earth shirts. The best show on the Flat Earth.
Is a baltard the same as a retard?
Similar.
Oh.
Most retards are baltards. Shout out.
Shout out to the retards.
Yes.
Amazing.
It's kind of like a libtard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a liberal
dummy. Shout out.
Eric out of Missouri. Welcome to the show, Eric. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi. Thanks, Jesse.
Morning.
I lost a friend this year, a close friend, and I was close with his family. He had a medical procedure and had a complication and passed away. Anyway, so since I'm still in contact with his parents, his birthday's coming up next week, and I wanted to ask if you knew anything I could say, because they don't know what to do for his birthday or how they're going to deal with it. Wondering if you had any advice to help them.
Is he dead? He died or he dead?
He's dead now.
Well, what does that mean? I don't know what to do for it. Birthdays are over.
Well, that's true.
So what do you mean you don't know what to do for a birthday? There is no birthday.
No, you're right. You're right. I didn't even think of that. But I'm thinking, I mean, maybe that you wanted to remember him some way.
Why do you want to remember on his birthday? We don't even know when Christ was born.
Well, I'm talking about her son, the mother's son.
And so your question is what?
What is a good recommendation to remember him on that day for her?
To not play that game with her. Tell her he's dead, he's gone, and she needs to move on.
Okay.
Why play that game with that's an illusion?
Well, I mean,
and she's doing it for the thrill of it. She gets attention from people around her and give her a false feeling that she's still feeling so bad about the death. His birthday is all an illusion. Why would you play that game with her?
Well, that's what I'm asking. I don't know what to tell her.
Just say, you know what? Make his soul recipe. He dead. Move on.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
What do you think about that?
Well, I knew you'd have a pretty straightforward answer, and that's a straightforward answer. So,
are you going to be able to do that?
No, I wouldn't say that to her.
And why not?
I would think she would take that the wrong way.
And
as in, like,
that's her problem, not yours. She going to realize one day you show her love, you didn't play the game with her.
Well, yeah. Yeah, maybe one day. Yeah.
Maybe one day what?
You know, one day down the line, she might realize that. But
whether she realizes it or not, you realize you showed this woman love by not playing a fake game with her.
Okay.
Is that true
or not?
I'll
keep that in mind. Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know what?
I mean, I don't know if that's true or not.
Let's back it up. Is the man alive or dead?
The man is not alive. He's dead.
How can you celebrate a birthday when the man is dead?
Well, she's not. Wasn't. Just as a remembrance, kind of like a process, you know, to process the passing of her son.
When did he die?
He died this year, earlier, a few months ago.
Right.
Like 6 months.
And so, you remember when there was a funeral and somebody died and they told Christ, hey, Christ, come, somebody dead, come to the funeral, come. And Christ said, no, let the dead bury the dead. He went on by his business. He didn't go to that. And Christ didn't hesitate because he knew those people who were that much into death are blind and can't see. They're dead. Their eyes are open, but they're dead. That's why they playing a game with death.
Oh, okay.
It's just a game, man.
That's really a good way to look at it. Wow, that's profound. Okay. All right, I'm going to keep that in mind, all right? I don't know what...
Well, it sounds like it's so difficult for you to live your life. Why is that difficult for you not to participate in it? I'm not telling you, let her carry on and be fake as she wants to, but why is it difficult for you not to participate in it?
Oh, well, for me, it's Well, I don't know. I mean, I kind of was attached to the person too, you know, like we were closer than I, you know.
My father and I was one when he expired. I don't even remember his birthday. I don't even remember the day or month that he died. Why do you need to remember that, man? Why don't you be free?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear you. That's
no,
good
that
advice.
Was a question. Really, that wasn't advice. Yeah. That was a question.
Why don't I want to be free?
Yeah.
Why can't I be free?
Yeah.
Huh. Why can't I be free? I guess that's a decision I've made in my mind to be involved with his parents and things like that. So.
And why did you make that decision?
Probably like you talk about ego and, you know, pride and that kind of stuff. So.
And who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
I'm a lost brain soul guy.
And so, and now while you can continue to participate in things that would keep you lost, this woman is to give you drama, and the memories about this guy that died are just a memory. Why don't you let the memories go so you can live now? Why
right.
are you holding on to the
you're
memories?
Right.
It's just a
I
thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
are you holding on to them?
Yeah, it's easier to just move on, I think, is what you're saying.
Why are you holding on to the memories of him?
Well, I don't know how to answer that, Jesse. It's hard. I mean, we knew each other for a long time, so hopefully I can, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Why am I, like you said, it's an ego thing, so I don't have an answer for you, Jesse.
You don't know why you're holding on to the memory, and you're going to get with this woman,
well,
and you guys are going to sit around talking about how nice it was, and he was such a good person, and he was
sure.
such a friend, and you guys are going to make each other have a false sense of feeling good. Why would you live that
yeah.
way, man?
Well, I mean, you're right. It's kind of that's
no,
a,
that was a question. That was a question.
Why do you want to live that way? Well, we did have a lot of good times.
And those times are gone now. That was yesterday. Today is today.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you think is just living today and not yesterday?
But where is yesterday?
When is yesterday? Is that what you said?
Where is yesterday?
Where is yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday, I guess I'm the only one living in yesterday.
Why don't you live now and stop keeping yourself in the darkness of the past?
I guess I care. I care too much.
How's that caring? That's it. When you and this lady sit around and talk about this guy, it's for your ego. It has nothing to do with him. He doesn't know you're even doing it. You and this woman are going to feel good and think that you're displaying love. And all you're doing is displaying ego, fake love, to make yourself feel good.
So what do you think? Just get her a card or something? I mean, I'm trying to figure out what to tell her to do. She wants to
did she ask
remember
you?
Him. Yeah.
What did she ask?
She says, you know, next week is his birthday. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have the day, you know, I haven't processed it, and it's going to be a tough day for me. What should I do?
She already know it's going to be tough, right? She's planning it to be tough. Why not just tell her, look, you need to move on. You need to let it go.
Really?
Out of your imagination.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You need to let it go out of your imagination and move on. That's all you can do. Why don't you tell her that?
Tell her to let it go and to move on with your life.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Why can't you tell her that? Don't buy her a car. Don't go and sob with her. Don't even go over there. Tell her to move on. Just say, I'm not going to celebrate death with you.
Okay. Well, that's why it's not me. That's why I'm asking you.
Oh, you'll be able to do that?
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try to put something to put the paraphrasing together, but not just like that. I think that might be a little bit too much.
Why?
Well, for one thing, it's just. It's her only child. It was her only child.
And.
How old was he? He was going to be 45 this year.
He's not her child anymore. He's a grown man. He doesn't belong to her.
Well, that's true. That's true. So he's not a child.
Do what you want, but Eric, with a C.
Yeah.
I wouldn't play. Do what you want, but I wouldn't play that game. It's all ego. You're playing a game with the devil. Inside of your mind and inside of her, two devils getting together and playing a game. And
you're right.
And love has nothing to do with it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jesse. I'll call you later, okay?
Let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir. Bye now.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Denny out of Bulgaria. Denny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good day, Mr. Peterson. Hope you're doing well, sir.
Hey, Denny.
Hi, I'm calling Mr. Peterson. You know how you always advise people to, when they're on a first date, to ask the woman, if we get married, are you going to obey me?
Right.
Mr. Peterson, last Saturday I went on a date with the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. She was perfect. And she was, you don't know what happened. She was too perfect. And I remember I looked at her, I said, listen, and she was a Christian lady. She goes to church a lot. I said, do you believe in the order of God? You know, God in Christ, and Christ in men? And she was like, yeah, I believe in that. I said, if we get married, are you going to obey me? Oh, Mr. Peterson, she started cursing at me. Who do you think? She's calling me all kind of names, called me a swine. How much money do you get? I bet I make more money than you. She went to the bartender, Mr. Peterson. She paid the whole bill. And she started shouting at me. It was so funny. It was like the...
I thought you said she was a beautiful woman.
And she still is.
You said this was the most beautiful woman you ever met. But yet you described nothing but hell.
That's exactly what I'm calling you, Mr. Peterson. It works perfect. All the hell came out. And I would rather live alone in heaven than with that monster in hell. All the hell.
That was good that she paid the bill, huh?
She paid the whole thing, and she left the tip. It was crazy, Mr. Peterson.
That is too funny, Danny.
I had to call you. It worked. Look her in the eye and ask her, are you going to obey me? And just see what happened. That woman was insane.
That is funny, man. Amazing, sir. Thank you.
Have a nice day, Mr. Peterson. Regards to your audience and your colleagues, and God bless you, sir.
All right, you too, buddy. Thank you. What an amazing story. Huh? He's like, she's the most beautiful woman I ever met. All the hell. One more hour to go. Hate is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. One line open. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, October 11th, A.D. 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back. You can get on hold to get on air with JLP, and we will get back to your calls and some more Super Chats coming in. You can, as you heard, donate to Bond, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 1-800-411-BOND. The lines are not open right now, but you can call and leave a message, or between 9 to 4 Pacific time, that's 11 to 6 Central time, noon to 7 Eastern time, Monday through Friday. Call that number. It's free via Skype, even overseas. After the JLP show, thehakereport.com, and then No Joel Friday on Friday, you do the math. And then thefallenstate.tv, The Fallen State, and then American Anchor, baby, and Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. And I think next week is maybe going to be the women's forum. That's cool. Anyway, Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reports on a tourist mine accident. One person has died, 23 been rescued after an elevator issue at a Colorado tourist mine left some visitors trapped 1,000 feet underground for 6 hours. At around noon Thursday, Molly Kathleen Gold Mine in Cripple Creek, Colorado, experienced a mechanical issue with their elevator system, causing a severe danger for the participants, Teller County Sheriff Jason Mikesell said. The one-hour tour is an entirely underground experience that takes guests through the 1890s gold mine and requires an elevator descent at a speed of around 5 miles per hour, so says the company's website. The cause of the incident remains under investigation. Rest in peace to the dead, and 23 rescued, shout out. And a meat recall. Watch out for listeria. Nearly 10 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry products been recalled due to listeria concerns. Dozens of the contaminated items were distributed to restaurants and institutions nationwide, prompting the U.S. Department of Agriculture to issue a warning about listeriosis, the third leading cause of death from foodborne illness in the country. Bruce Pack, ready-to-eat chicken, identified as the source of the listeria, so it said the USDA, Department of Agriculture. This recall follows the deadly listeria outbreak connected to the recalled Boar's Head deli meat. Wow, that was the nation's largest in more than a decade, or still is. There have been 59 hospitalizations and 10 deaths since the CDC started investigating in July. That's according to the report. I don't know. What a mess, huh? Anyway, in memoriam, rest in peace, Ethel Kennedy, mother to RFK Jr., but CNN doesn't mention RFK Jr. for some odd reason, although he is a grown man. The widow of Robert F. Kennedy, the senior, and a longtime so-called human rights activist, so she was a commie, died on Thursday at the tender age of 96, gone too soon. Married into one of the U.S.'s most influential political families, this Kennedy woman, Ethel, supported her husband through his successful Senate campaign, RFK. Not a good guy, by the way, the daddy, I don't think. And then later, through his 1968 failed presidential run, thank God, which ended in his assassination. Oh, my bag. months into the campaign. Hake doesn't know history, okay? Don't blame me. In the decades, I guess you could blame me for that, right? In the decades following her husband's death, her continued activism and she received the nation's highest civilian honor, high on pot, because it was the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Obama, President Barack Obama, in 2014. So you know she was evil. She was supposedly a matriarch. And she wasn't even a real Kennedy. She married in. What a mess. Anyway, FEMA has received $20 billion from Congress to help with the disaster relief. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three. Mm-hmm.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. It's amazing you can get involved. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week: when was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being? When was the real last time you had a real conversation with another human being? You can podcast the shows, but you could be listening wherever you are, working out, whatever you might be doing. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You don't have to miss a minute of it. Matter of fact, you can listen to all of the shows all through the day by calling 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Every Friday, get it off your chest Friday. Every Friday is Express Yourself.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
She got it, look, she got her fentanyl.
Possible illegal drug deals on public sidewalk, overdoses.
She really was waving a gun.
And arguments with police.
Is everyone going crazy?
The Stewart Hotel, now part of the city's Inside Safe program.
They relieve themselves on the sidewalk because they're too high just to walk the 50 feet to their private bathroom.
Everyone's crazy.
When our people wanted to be liberated and emancipated in this country.
I get sick of hearing that.
You can't free black people because it would be too expensive.
Is everyone insane?
That's for sure. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I wanted to show you one thing, and then I get back to the busy phones and your super chats. You hear me all the time say, drop your anger. Drop the anger. You can drop the anger right now if you wanted to, and you could be free. But I realize most people don't want to. They love their anger. Really. I honestly know that for sure. Most human beings, not all. Men and women love their anger. They love their misery. And you tell them, oh, you can drop the anger and get away. Oh, I want to. Anger is my protection. Anger, you need anger to function. No, you're not functioning if you have anger. Really. You're being controlled. And you think you're in control, and you're not. And you can't manage anger. You can't control anger. Anger is not necessary, first of all, and it's not from God, and it's not from you. It's an evil spirit, or spirits, more than one. Some of you may have heard about this, and this is related to anger. A Louisiana TikToker by the name of Terrion Thomas was arrested in a murder investigation. This is from WFAA. Baton Rouge police say Terrion Thomas fled a traffic stop after being caught in a stolen car belonging to a murderer, Baton Rouge therapist. Watch this from WFAA.
I'm going to give you another life update.
Police identify him as Terrion Thomas, a 20-year-old from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, known as Mr. Prada, with millions of followers on multiple TikTok accounts. This clip being reshared the most today. His joke about practicing his mugshot because this might be the year someone meets God if they piss me off too much. This is the mugshot for Terrion Thomas today from the Dallas County Jail. A photo taken just last night after his arrest by a fugitive task force as he sat on a park bench in downtown Dallas.
Mate, is this real or just an act? Is he a TikTok star? Is he putting an act? Is this real?
I don't think he's putting on an act.
Really?
I think he's, so far I'm gathering, he really did do something in connection with something.
Nowadays, you can't tell. I can't tell. If these people just do these things to get attention on TikTok. Can't you hear the devil telling him to do this and do that, and you get more followers on TikTok, and you do it? But, So here's one last soundbite from WFAA is where this guy been accused, that he's been caught in a stolen car. Watch this.
Police in Baton Rouge have been searching for him since Sunday. Police there say he fled on foot from a traffic stop after backing into a Baton Rouge police car. The car he was driving was reported stolen and belonged to 69-year-old William Nicholas Abraham, a Baton Rouge therapist, whose body was found Sunday morning wrapped in a tarp alongside a highway in Tangipo Parish. Police say he was viciously beaten to death.
We got the call just from a passerby Sunday morning, and that was the first time that our deceased hit our radar.
And I was pretty much, I guess, in shock.
And in surveillance video released in Louisiana, Terrion Thomas identified as the last person seen with him. At this point, Terrion Thomas is charged with aggravated criminal damage to property, resisting arrest, and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. He's held without bond in the Dallas County Jail pending transfer back to Louisiana. The East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office not yet saying if he will also be charged with murder.
That's amazing, huh? I don't know if it's real or not. Allegedly, it's true. But it's an amazing story. Either way.
It's like his account, his TikTok account is probably full of jokes and stuff that are not serious. But it seems like that one was serious, where he's like, I hope nobody makes me mad this year because I'm going to...
Well, crazy. I know Satan can convince human beings to do some stupid stuff. That's for sure. Well, I wish him well, whatever his problem is. Thomas out of Michigan. Thomas, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Thomas.
So listen, I heard a telling conversation of you and Tony from California about the Aryan Brotherhood.
About the what?
Aryan Brotherhood.
Okay. I don't remember, but go ahead.
Well, they were planning to kill some Jews, and the FBI did a big sting on them and arrested them, and you was upset about it because you said...
I wasn't upset about it. I wasn't upset.
Yeah, you was upset.
I wasn't upset.
You sounded upset.
Whatever me, I was. My point was, it was down in, if I remember correctly, Thomas.
Thomas.
It was down in San Bernardino, California. They had arrested these Aryan Brotherhoods, I believe. And we played that the video of it. And the point was they held this big news conference about how they have arrested the Aryan Brotherhood. And while the people of color, they go out and commit real crimes, no big deal, no bail bond, no police, no nothing. But if a white person should do, even look like they want to do something like that, it's a big deal. And my point was, it's in the white man's country, he is under attack by the people of color who don't know how to do anything good. And I was wondering, and why do white people not speak up for themselves?
So can I speak on that now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, first thing, you said a couple of things that's totally false. Here in Detroit, they did a huge sting of about 30 to 40 black guys. I just went on the FBI website in Boston 2 weeks ago. They did a 40 sting on some black people.
I'm being told that was in San Bernardino.
No, I know that. I'm saying they do other.
Hold on one minute, Thomas. James, was it in San Fernando or San Bernardino? San Fernando. Okay, San Fernando Valley, not San Bernardino. Correction.
Exactly. My point is, they have done things. They just did one in this big Dominican game in New York gang about 6 months ago, but they had the largest roundup of these white guys. And they wasn't just a gang. They were going to kill Jews. And they had guns and fentanyl and all that. So the other drug dealers here.
Who did that?
The Aryan Brotherhood.
Right.
They were like domestic terrorists.
I'm not saying I'm not saying what they were doing was right or wrong. What I'm saying is that there is an attack upon white people in the Western world.
How is it an attack?
And it's the white man who founded and built the greatest country on this side of heaven. And if it wasn't for the white man, there would be no Western world.
Okay.
And then I had a guy call from London, and he was agreeing the same thing is happening over there as well.
Okay. Well, let me correct you. This place was already here. And you know it's the natives. The white man was kicked out of Europe, most of the criminals. They came over here and made this a European, utopia.
The report that you were talking about killing the Jews or something like that?
They were going to do that.
No, they weren't. That wasn't even the same report. No, that's not true.
That was the Aryan Brotherhood. No, they had plans to do that, Jesse.
It wasn't Thomas.
Okay, I'll let you have that.
It wasn't the same report. You are doing false misinformation. You didn't read that about the report that I reported on.
Okay. I'm going to let you have it.
Why are you trying to connect another report to this report that I reported?
This is what I heard about an Aryan Brotherhood.
Not the report that I reported on.
Okay. If that's what you say, I'm not going to argue about it. You can have that because I don't want to put out false information.
Yeah.
But you are saying that they don't arrest other people or they don't make these things.
No.
They just did one here in Detroit.
It's just not on the news,
not because they're white.
My primary point is there is an attack upon white people. Is that true or not?
There's no attack. What you're failing to realize is that white supremacy is dying. So people of color, and I hear you all the time saying white man got to be in control, white man or the country going to be a ghetto. It's just not dominated. They have 400 years to do that. So the times have finally changed. White supremacy is dying. So the dog whistle of make America great again is make America white again.
Thomas, that's
why he caters to white supremacist right wing.
Thomas.
You know this, Jesse.
Thomas.
Go ahead.
Number one, I want to ask. Mm-hmm. Is there an attack upon the white man or white people?
There's no attack. What you're seeing is the white man is not having his dominance anymore. One thing at a time.
Is there an attack upon the white man?
There's no attack. What you're seeing is he's losing grip to power. He's dominated this country for 400 plus years.
He's supposed to dominate. He's not supposed to dominate because he found the country.
Excuse me, Ron, Thomas,
if the white man is the founder of this country, should he rule the country?
No way.
Why not?
because it's supposed to be united. Let me say that again, just in case you didn't catch it. United States, meaning all races that are citizens here, we united. When Ronnie from Ohio said, Jesse, if I'm a black man, I vote, I'm born in this country. Is this my country too?
You
said yes.
Right.
So this is Jesse's country, Thomas's country. Everybody here is their country. This is not the white man's country. Quit saying that.
It is a part of the country.
He
found in the country.
No, he didn't. He stole it and made it his.
Let me ask.
You sound retarded, man. Stop.
Thomas, let me ask.
Go ahead.
If I buy a house, I own a house.
Yes.
And then you come and you move vacation in my house, or you stay at my house temporarily till you get your own house. I still own the house, or do you own the house?
Well, you were never the owner of the house if you stole that house and that land.
That's not
correct?
The question.
That is the question.
That's not the question.
If you stole it, Jesse,
that's
how can you be the owner?
I didn't ask you anything. I know black people like to steal, but that's not what I asked you about.
Go ahead. Black people like to steal.
So,
well, white people stole the country.
Thomas,
you sound crazy.
Thomas,
go ahead. Yes.
If I allow you to come into my home until you can find your own home, right?
Yes.
Do I own the home or you own the home?
If you bought the house, it's your home.
Okay.
You have the mortgage. You paid the loan. But let's say this. Answer my question now. Wait,
then
so
if
why don't
the
you
white
answer my
man,
question?
I will. If the white man founded the country, and they did, and then established one of the greatest countries in the whole wide world ever, ever, ever.
Okay.
And they allow other people to come into the country. Do the white man own the country, or do the other people come into the country own it?
Only if it was his originally.
No,
you
answer
said
that.
Founded.
I didn't ask
Hold
you
on.
About
you said
no
founded.
Original.
Okay, I'm going to say no, because he did not. Found it, Jesse.
He
was
did.
A Native American.
That's not true.
Is the white man a Native American, Jesse? Just answer that question.
It's not
is he
true.
A Native?
Thomas.
Is he a Native American, the Caucasian?
So what now?
Is the Caucasian that calls himself white man, is he a Native of America or a Native from Europe? Did he come here from Europe to pilgrims and find this place?
I don't understand
Christopher
the question.
Columbus and all them?
I don't understand
the question.
The question
is, this was not his. He came over and made it his. He stole it. Just like the South Africans that you say, oh, they were
but
there.
But you're
no, they're
right.
From Europe.
I think I understand now. You're right. The white people are Native American.
No, they're not Native. They're Native of Europe.
You're right in that they are Native American because they founded the country.
They're
so
not Native. Native means
they
you
are
were
Native.
Already here. You didn't come from somewhere. You got to understand your history, Jesse. Why don't you understand your history?
Do you understand that before the white man came, this wasn't America?
It was America.
No, it wasn't.
It was called Turtle Island. It was America.
No.
Yes, it was.
The
South
Indians
America,
was
fight- Central America.
Thomas, the Indians were fighting each other and smoking pot.
And the white man
that's
was in Europe fighting and killing each other.
That's all they were doing.
So just can I say one more thing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I heard you say black people beg for reparations.
Yes.
Did I just not hear you beg for $100,000 and you have a church, the Fall Estate, Bond House, JLP Show, Credit Union, counseling, T-shirts, and you had $300,000 plus donated to buy a new building? Are you begging for money?
I ain't too proud to beg.
You get money every day.
Listen,
you
get, I got the answer. I ain't too proud
to
beg.
Begging.
And
so why
know,
you begging?
Please don't leave me, girl.
I got to pay my employees.
Nathan Thomas, he's jealous. He's jealous. What the? And he's right. Today I need to raise $100,000 today. We got payroll. We're fixing the studio. We're doing a whole bunch of stuff. Go to rebuildingaman.com and make a donation. And I see that you are donating. Thank you. We need $100,000 today. All right. Oh, man, Thomas is jealous. He's nice. And he's not telling y'all that we do all this stuff for free. You know what I mean? And people are being helped. And they just not think, some are thinking, oh, I forgot I should donate. Give back to where I've been given. And it's spiritual to give back. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. Make a donation, all right? 800-411-BOND. And I don't know why Thomas so upset. My point is, and everybody knows it, that, and I'm not determining whether whatever they were doing was right or wrong, but my point is that I noticed that in America today, if the white people even think about doing something wrong, they don't even have to do it. They just need to think about it. It's called thought control, right? They arrest them. But if the people of color in the white man's land, they do something, and they are doing it every day, robbing stores and just carrying on. No big bar, no big deal, no problem. If a white man was to commit a crime against a person of color, it's a hate crime right off the bat. It's a hate crime. But if a non-white person commit a crime toward a white person, they got to think about it. We got to look into this. Thomas, do you think that's right? Why do you hate the man that let you in their land? They let you in. They didn't have to. It was a big mistake, by the way. I guess the white man would try to be Christian. Anyway, 888-7753-773. Let me go to Canada and talk to, let's see here, Ari, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on, Jesse?
All is well.
Hey, I just wanted to, I heard earlier you said, you said how, something about the dumbest thing, whatever, the black Jews or black saying that they're like the first, the original Jews or something like that. And then,
he asked me, was it something about the Christian belief that Jesus saved them, was the savior or something? And I asked him about there are blacks who believe that they're the first Jews. They are the Jews, the original Jews. They call black Israelite or something like that.
Oh, I see. Because, I mean, it's not impossible that blacks can be Israelites. Just like Israelites had 12 tribes spread it out among nations.
Yeah, I met the real one in Israel. There are some real black Jews in Israel. And they were from the old land where the Jews were living a long time ago.
Canaan, yeah.
So I met them already, but these blacks in America are not the real black Jews, that's for sure.
But do the ones in Israel, do they call themselves Jews or do they call themselves Israelites?
They call themselves Jews.
Interesting.
They were the open-looking people, but they call themselves the real deal. As a matter of fact, the white Jews or the Jews in Israel that I ran into, they totally recognize these people as real Jews.
As one of the tribes of Israel, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could. Cause I said it reached down to Ethiopia, so, I mean, this definitely could be. But my other thing
Jews, the black Jews in Israel, the so-called wannabe black Jews in America don't even like the real black Jews in Israel. They're jealous of those Jews, too.
Yeah, the ones in America, I've seen some of them on YouTube, but they can't, like, I mean, they follow the New Testament, and you can't be an Israelite and not follow the Book of Moses, because even in the book it says you cannot take away or add on to. Right in the Hebrew scriptures, so it's like I don't know, the ones in America kind of different, I guess. But you had a biblical question.
I'm told that according to Wikipedia, they say that the BETA Israels are the black Ethiopian Jews. That's the real deal, Ari.
I think they got like one of the oldest scriptures or the temples, the synagogue, too is in Ethiopia, if I'm not mistaken. But I heard something about the Ethiopians too, and then they also got a lot of Ethiopians that, you know, serving in the army defending Israel right now too.
Yeah.
against the mother.
And
mother
those
Greece.
People over there, don't have to prove that they're the black Jews. They don't have to go around trying to prove that they are the real Jews, while the blacks over here trying to prove that they're the real Jews and the real Jews are not the Jews. Whereas the black Ethiopians are not trying to prove that because it's evident.
That's why. That's what they say. You know, like what's that saying? Like alpha don't gotta say he an alpha. Everybody else does it for him.
That's right. That's deep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, but also too, I just want to ask you a question real quick before I take my daughter to.
Okay.
You said ever. What was it? Ever have a real? When was the last time you had a real conversation with real?
Oh, the biblical question. The biblical question. When was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being?
I mean, I have it daily, but with a small circle of people, right? It doesn't expand too far. I mean, I'm blessed to have still, you know, friends since before technology days. So communicational skills are pretty decent, you know.
Oh, amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I got to wait until then. But I thank you, man, for that.
Hey, no problem, brother. You have a good one.
You too, buddy.
Happy Friday.
All right, you too. 888-775-3773. A first-time caller out of Hank out of California. There's one line open, folks. Hank, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey,
Hi,
Hank.
Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
How are you?
All is well.
You know, I want to say I agree with you on everything you say, from the BLM to the building the wall to trans. And I can tell that you really love the black people, so tell them the truth. You know, when I was young, my dad always tells me, your friend will tell you the truth. If you have a true friend, your true friend will tell you the truth about you, your flaws, even if it hurts your feelings. And then the people who are so-called your friend will fake it and tell you only what you want to hear, but not the truth.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, and this is why I really love working with my current supervisor, because she will tell me in my face when I make a mistake. She doesn't sugarcoat it. And by her doing that, I learned so much and I became a better worker.
Yes. Absolutely, you know, man. Amazing.
Amazing. And I wanted to ask you, do you really believe Kamala Harris is black?
Is black?
If Kamala is black, do you believe in that?
No.
And I agree with you.
Yeah, she. It's been reported that she's India and something else, but because she's trying to win this election, she's trying to deceive the black people and pretend that she's black because she's trying to get a vote.
You know, and that's the thing is, how come people don't see the truth like you and I and my former manager? We always listen to you, and we see what you say. We see what Donald Trump say. We see the truth, but how come not everybody sees the truth?
Want to see it. The people that want to see the truth will come in, and the truth will guide them and wake them up. But those who don't want to see it, they stay in darkness. They just don't want to see it, Hank. That's why they don't see it. They don't want to.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And when you talk to people, it's like, how can I put it? It's like they not only they don't want to see it, they don't want to hear it.
Right. Absolutely. You know? Amazing.
And it is amazing. I want to thank you for so much for you speaking the truth about all these events going on, you know, because you are helping the war.
Thank you.
Especially the United States. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Hank. Thanks for your call.
You too. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. There are some people waking up. For sure, a few. A handful. Most won't never. Would never wake up. Only a few get on that straight and narrow and just stay there. Quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing the one thing that's missing. And I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right? Is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? When I realize it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't, if you have no love, you have nothing. Anchor Baby jamming today. Thank you, Anchor Baby. The treasure chest is open on D-Live, by the way. What the? Before I go back to the phone, the real quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report coming up from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And then at 12 o'clock Pacific time, 12 noon today, brand new episode of The Fallen State. TheFallenState.tv. Sean Foyt. And Sean is a Christian missionary, musician, and activist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
How would one know if he or she is in a fallen state?
If you were born totally disconnected from why you were created, who you are, why you're here.
Does your wife obey you?
You are the one that sets the tone for your home.
Absolutely.
You're the climate controller.
Do you love white people?
Yes, of course I love white people.
What's wrong with the blacks?
I don't know if that's a question we should end on. That's a long, a long conversation.
Amazing. The Father's Day today at 12 noon Pacific time. Donate to the Father's Day. Help us out there. TheFatherState.tv/donate or locals.com. And then the Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby Show at 4 p.m. today. The American Anchor Baby. 4 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Really, he's on fire. He's on fire at 4 p.m. And then fellowship Sunday morning for all. All are invited to fellowship. Come on down. But if you're not in the L.A. area, you just can't make it. Even if you're in the L.A. area, but you can't make it, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. Meetings, the doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. All right? And last but not least, so I got to raise $100,000 today. And I know some of you like really been helped, but it doesn't occur to you to give back. And those who are giving, thank you. And I'm asking you to go right now and make a donation. $100,000, $200,000, $10, whatever you have to get us there today. We got bills to pay. All right? So go to Rebuilding the Man. It costs to run this. RebuildingTheMan.com/show/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. All right? You've been helped, so help us help others. it costs to do all this, folks. And I don't normally ask because I just kind of don't like asking. But sometimes you got to remind people, I'm being told, hey, make a donation to my nonprofit. It's a 501c3. So you get some tax back from it. All right? RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Go there now. And whatever you can give. And some of you can give $100,000. I already know that. You can give $50,000. You can give $20,000. $5,000. Whatever. Or give whatever you can. And just think about, we work hard here. We don't play around. We're really trying to help you. And a lot of stuff we do at no cost. And we're not asking for reparations. We earn it. All right? So we'll give it back to you. Give it back to us. Help us. RebuildingTheMan.com. We need $100,000 today. Today. Let me go back to the busy phone, then I want to get to the super chat. Jerome is a first-time caller out of New Jersey. Jerome, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Jerome.
Okay, perfect.
I grew up with a friend by the name of Jerome, and he had a brother named Clarence, and they had a big family. So he's my friend from Alabama.
Oh, well, he sounds like me. I have a big family, too.
Right on. Go ahead.
Oh. So I had a question that I wanted to start off with, but I did want to go back to, I think his name was Thomas. He was a caller.
Oh, yes.
Thomas had made a, sorry, give me one second. Thomas had made a point that, or you had made a point to Thomas that this country is white people's country because they founded it.
Yes.
So it's exactly the same as these black people that say that they're entitled to reparations because their ancestors worked fields.
Right.
So it's the same thing. There's not one white person alive today that founded the country.
There's not one person that founded the country?
There's not one white person alive today that founded the country. So you said that it's white people's country.
Oh, I see. And your point is what?
That why do you make that point, that it's white people's country? Because they founded it.
But that's an amazing question, Jerome. So here's the deal. Let's say that I buy a house, right? I own the house. I buy this house. And then I let others come to live there for a while until they get on their feet. I still own the house. They are now, they've gone out and bought a house. They own the house. So they're owning a house in my opportunity, in my country, right? And let's say that I die. And the house is still there, and I give the house to my black son or my black grandkids or great-grandkids. It's still the same. They still own it because it just was passed down to them. That doesn't mean they don't own it.
But the country wasn't passed down to anybody.
It was passed down to other whites.
Thomas Jefferson and the Founding Fathers, who did they pass it down to?
To their family and to their friends and to their family, those who took over, and others who was involved with it as well.
But they didn't pass, I mean, the U.S. government owns the nation, so it's not that they passed it down. It's just that the people that were elected and that are in office now, there's the ones that take over. It's not like a company where you could pass it down to your kids. It's
what do you mean by the U.S. government owned the nation?
The U.S. government owns this country.
No, it doesn't.
Then who does?
We own it. We the people own it.
No, we the people live here, but we don't own it.
Well, one thing you're right about.
We pay taxes and we elect different officials, but that's not ownership. Participating in the country that we live in.
One thing you're right about, we the people have allowed the government to take over the country. And we the people. And we the people pretend the government own it, but it is owned by we the people. The government does not own it.
Oh, that's wrong. I did have another call that.
But hate want to respond to what you were saying about is not passed out. So what do you want to talk? Have you heard of Hake of the Hake Report?
Oh, yeah. I listen to the show all the time.
Oh, right on. Yes, Hake.
In the Declaration of Independence, I believe, the founders said that this country is for us and our posterity, meaning our children. So it is passed down to the people.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Constitution is, we know how loose the Constitution is followed today. Just because you found that one line doesn't make it true.
What do you mean by that? It is true.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying
that one line is true.
But who in the government today had the country passed down to them? Like, how can you trace it back to Thomas Jefferson and then the people that wrote the Declaration of Independence? Like, who, I'm saying, who specifically can you say it was passed down to?
The Americans.
Trying to make that. And I don't want to stay on this point. I did call
it was passed down to the Americans.
Okay. I mean, we can go back and forth about this all day, but I mean, it still doesn't prove.
Do you think that it's right that? Do you think that it would be right for the government to own the land rather than the people?
Oh, I'm not talking about right and wrong. That's a completely different topic. I'm just talking about reality and what is.
But reality, even the government knows that they don't own the country. Otherwise, they would push their way even further than they already do. They only fool they only fool the people into thinking that the government owns the country.
Okay. I mean, you will have a tough time going to Capitol Hill and trying to tell them that, but I mean,
they would agree with me. The ones who actually know what they're talking about would agree with me.
I mean, they have the guns and the tanks and everything else and all the money. I mean, they do run the country.
But that's irrelevant.
But that don't mean that they
own
the country.
That's partly why the founders didn't want a standing military.
Yeah.
Because it's a military against the people.
But anyway, Jerome, you wanted to make another point, too. I have to run before I go.
Yeah. Yeah, the question I wanted to ask is, why do you say that people shouldn't have opinions of themselves, but you call yourself an alpha male?
Because the people shouldn't have an opinion because we are all incapable of having an opinion. We don't create our own opinion. And opinions are always wrong.
But an alpha male is an opinion.
I don't call myself that.
Yeah, I've heard you call it.
You may hear me say that playing around, but that's not how I see myself.
I've heard you. Definitely
I just told you. You may hear me
on multiple occasions, and you were very serious when you said it.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Jerome. I absolutely appreciate it. Super chat. I gotta rush a little bit, but thank you.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Not a victim. Three coffees, Jesse. You always say, if you can't give it, don't. I do want to give you something on Christmas, though.
Thank you. Whatever you can do, do it. You're not under pressure, but we got to raise $100,000, so give that. No plan. Thank you.
A very generous 40 coffees from Cesar.
Thank you.
My contribution for the 100,000 fund.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Manuel, 50 coffees. Very generous.
Thank you.
Shout out to the retards, but not the cripples, suing SMH,
yeah.
Shaking his head.
What the?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, thank you.
10 coffees, very generous. From Lori, hey, Jesse, I realize Satan will give people false memories.
Yeah.
My mother told me the same story about her childhood all my life. Now she changed the story to be so much worse, and she believes it.
Yeah.
We can't trust our memories. I wish you well with your 100,000.
Thank you. Make sure you donate help. We got to raise $100,000 today, folks. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. Thank you. And thank you.
Thank you, Lori. The king of wax, a coffee. Jesse and Hake, I'm a young, black, proud American, and my peers hate me for supporting the great white hope.
Yeah.
How can I help lead these ingas, he actually spells it out, to the light? What the?
By being an example, and don't even try to lead or anything. You just be an example of the light. You are your world. You're responsible for your world, not anyone else. And you'll be the light. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
over on Buy Me a Coffee, Mike Young says, hey, Jesse, my message to Thomas, that caller from Michigan, is that he's a hateful man of white people. End of story. And I hope that he is listening. Please leave America and back to Africa and don't ever come back, because that's the only reason why he is called. He called because of his hatred towards white people, plain and simple.
Amazing. Thank you. What the?
Got him. Anthony. Thank you. Anthony in Whiting, New Jersey, bought a coffee. Boy, you just like your mama.
That's right.
No more thoughts.
What the?
Two coffees from No More Thoughts. I can't see why I drink so much beer. Any advice?
Pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to thoughts. I promise you, you will see why you do it, and it will fall away. And you'll be able to do it if you want to do it in moderation. But watch the thoughts, and you will see why you do it. It's going to blow your mind. Thank you.
Also on Buy Me a Coffee, Jessica in Texas says, Jesse, when you said the BETA, Jews, all I heard in my head was you saying beta, LOL. Thanks for that laugh. Side note, Joelle should be called Joelle No Friday TV, LOL. Lots of laughs.
How you going to call yourself Joelle Friday, but on Friday you ain't around? It should be Joelle Thursdays. Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
On Rumble, Thomas and Tony are R-word.
You gotta know how to rumble,
says Pastor Chatelet with a big smile. The attack is critical race theory, which originated in the Institute for Social Research, also known as the Frankfurt School. Tommy and Tony are Marxist apologists, NPCs. Big smile.
Amazing. Thank you.
LOL, says Pastor Chatelet with another rumble rant. He commie big mad. We have the freedom to support Jesse. This donation is for Thomas, the R-word. R-rite.
Amazing. Thank you. Thomas, make sure you donate, man. You and Jerome. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. Help us raise this $100,000 today. All right? RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Thank you.
Three coffees from Star. Thanks for all you do. I learned not to play God anymore. I also have to remember all thoughts are lies all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Amazing.
Ted says, I love your show. What you do to help make the world a better place. Keep up the good work, and God bless.
Thank you, and thank you for helping us to do it. Thank you. Helping us to help others.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive, GMD Jim, Scott Ashley Sexton, Games for Rec, MX Murderer, Groovy Monkey, Wolf 336, Kid Combo 1, Samu Norse, Kilo Alpha Tango, and Misty. And shout out to Jen C for 50 coffees. Very generous. No message. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, 888-7. I had to ask James something. Let me go to Texas and talk to, I guess, is it a woman or a man there? Well, why you got a man? He black. Myesha, I believe. Let's see. Myesha, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, but he had, Myesha, then he has a male. What the?
You crazy.
He black. My producer's
nah,
black.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I understand, man. That makes sense. yeah, perfect sense. But nah, you said it correct, Maisha.
Okay.
This is actually my second time calling in. And the first time I called in, we was just a mess. It was just, you know, it was all over the place. We hadn't done anything yet. But I have went and forgiving my mom and my dad. I forgave my mom in person because I live with her, unfortunately. But fortunately. And then I forgave my dad on the phone. With my mom, I'm sorry, I just went up the stairs.
No, take your time. Take a breath.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, and I was carrying my baby. He was a little heavy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Ooh, almost got crazy. Okay. Okay. So with my mother, it was fine at first, and then I guess she might have really started thinking about what I said, and the confusion started to kick in, and that's when, you know, she got that little itch, and she was trying to get her fixed, and I was just like I think I put a stop to it in a good way. It was a little difficult because, like I said, I live with her. So it's like, you know, I mean, I can't leave the house or whatever, whatever, but I didn't want to make a big deal about it. So I just stayed and, you know, I just told her, like, you know, that's all I wanted to tell you. You know, I'll listen if you want to say something, that's fine. But, you know, if it just gets too long, and it did get too long. So I ended up having to just be like, okay, you know, thanks, you know.
Right on.
Yeah, right. And so
with
my father.
Do not argue with her. Don't argue ever again as long as you walk there. Don't argue with her or anyone, really. You made the point. Right. No arguments.
Right. So I kind of had a question about that because obviously living with her, you know, her house, her rules, or, you know, that type of vibe. So whenever she does kind of get in her argumentative mood, should I just, like, you say don't argue, and I get that, right? But
right.
What if, like, you know, she gets kind of, not physical to where she's hitting me, but she gets physical to where she'll literally follow me around the house.
She'll follow you around the house and what?
And she'll, like, just talk. Like, she will
just say, Mother, right now your evil is showing. But don't argue with her, and you're going about your business, and just ignore her.
Okay, so while she's doing all the yappy-yappy, even if she's literally right in my ear, just let her go. Don't respond.
100%.
Like, don't say nothing at all.
Not at all.
Besides what you just said.
Don't overreact to her, because the hell in her, the spirit of evil in her imagination and emotions, it needs a response from you so it can feel like life. Because when she's doing that, she's, like, angry, so she, inside, she feel like she's getting life, but and not realize it's the evil spirit using her to feel alive.
Right.
And so don't give her any reaction at all. Just move about. If she's going to look stupid following you around, do not argue. And Satan's going to tell you, oh, look at her. She's, like, yelling, and she's all up in your face. She's not in your face. No problem at all.
Okay.
Telling you, lay your weapon down. No more arguing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And then the actual thing that I was calling about. Oh, and real quick, just with my dad, that was cool. He, my dad thinks he's like an Israelite. You know, he wants to be a part of all of that and stuff. So, right. So, he understood at first, and then, you know, he got into his woman suit and just start kind of tripping out. So I just told him, you know, I still love you. That's it. Like, you know, let's just keep it father daughter. If we can't do that, then it's okay.
Yeah.
If we can, then it's okay. And I had to like send him a text message because I'm talking about like literally right after I forgave him, he starts like sending me the little Israelite videos on YouTube and stuff. And I'm like, I just asked him, well, I just told you, you know, I just want to do the father-daughter thing. Like, let's just love each other. And he just, I mean, he couldn't believe it, you know, but then he texted me back and he just said, okay. And I sent him a heart and, you know, that was it. I haven't heard from him since. And, but like you said, you know, you just let it be. So
yeah, you just
doing.
Wish him well, because I promise you, they just can't see. They think the thoughts and the feelings that they're having are from them, but they're not.
Yes.
They just can't see them. So be patient with them.
Right. And that's what I've really been like. I've been doing my silent prayer morning and night. And
stay
I've
with
seen
it.
That you. Yes, I am. I saw that you said that somebody asked, like, somebody was saying, oh, I can't. It's hard for me to get to it at night or whatever because of this and that. And you were like, but they said they watch your sermons and stuff. is that, and you said that that was okay, but I just wanted to make sure, I mean, I'm sure you
when you're watching the sermons, because you're conscious, you're in the present, right. You're in the moment, you are doing the silent prayer because you're present. You are not
okay,
lost in your imagination.
That's what I noticed.
Yeah.
Right, and I noticed that, and it's been something that, like, is, I just,
Your phone went out again. You just what?
You said what?
You say I just what?
Oh, I just turn your sermons on. Like, there's no thought into that or nothing.
Right.
I literally picked my phone up and turned them on. So it just was like, okay, and that was it.
Yeah.
But okay, that's perfect.
Your computer going to cut us off in a minute. Are you, did you have a... I don't,
yeah,
what?
I'm sorry. The biggest thing was I really was calling about my son's father and how to deal with him.
You deal with him by not arguing with him. Don't force him to do anything. You stay present and God will help you.
Right.
You know
okay,
what?
So,
but call me back on Monday. Can you call me Monday?
Yes, I can.
Okay, call me Monday because we're going to get cut off, all right?
Okay. All right, Jesse. Have a good one.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. We need $100,000 today, folks. Rebuildingtheman.com. And I see that you all are giving. Thank you. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-BOND. I'm out of town. The hate report. And thank you all in advance. Y'all got the money. Just give it. What y'all? The hate report is coming up now. The hate report and then... a brand new episode of The Father State at 12 noon Pacific time, and then the American Anchor Baby at 4, and I'll see you on Sunday. Go and give the money. Y'all have the money. Give it. We got a lot of work to do. We got to pay bills and everything. All right, folks. Thank y'all. Bye. Read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingtheman.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.